Hello, I'm Becky Bees, Vice President of Marketing and Community Life at Roland Park Place, Baltimore's only metropolitan senior living experience. You're listening to a valuable perspective, stories, advice, and reflections from some of the city's most knowledgeable and worldly citizens, the residents who call Roland Park Place their home. We're here today with our special guest, Mrs. Betsy Hughes, a resident of Roland Park Place since 2004, and currently a vice president of the Vane Brothers Company. What began in 1898 as a company that sold provisions to ships visiting the Port of Baltimore has grown into one of the most successful full marine services company, offering bunkering, cargo transfers, launch services, and marine transportation companies in the United States. Now with more than 140 tugs and barges and more than 1,000 employees, Vane Brothers has offices in Philadelphia, New York, Savannah, Charleston, and Jacksonville. Mrs. Hughes remains a valued member of the company, overseeing its communications and marketing efforts. Betsy Hughes, welcome to the program, and thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here, Becky.
You said when we were talking that you married the Vane Brothers when you married your husband, Chuck Hughes. Describe what you mean by that.
Well, my husband's sister, Nell Hughes, met me in Ocean City, Maryland in the summer of 1950. And she thought her brother, Chuck, would like to know me. So she set us up in a blind date, and the rest is history. We were married for 64 years. Now, when I laughingly say I married the Vane Brothers, I mean that as soon as we were married in 1952, I was fully engaged with the operation of the ship chandlery, once owned by the Vane Brothers, who were cousins of the Hughes Brothers, and who later became owners of the company. So now it is a five-generation family enterprise, and the Vane Brothers have always been a part of my family story.
So describe briefly what Vane Brothers does and the important role it plays at the Port of Baltimore.
Well, Becky, you have described the company very well. In brief, we transport petroleum products by tugboats and barges to ports along the eastern seaboard, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Caribbean. Our customers are primarily city utilities along the coast, military installations, and merchant vessels. In the Port of Baltimore, we are well known as devoted supporters of the maritime industry at every level.
Can you tell us what changes you've seen in recent years at the port and what effect they're having in our state of Maryland?
Two changes come to mind. Climate change has affected business enterprise in many ways everywhere. In the port, we are keenly aware of the need to follow government regulations in connection with marine transport of petrochemicals. Vane Brothers is a standout in that regard. We are very proud of our marine safety training programs for our mariners, the excellent condition of our equipment, and our diligent cooperation with the Coast Guard's rules of the road. At the same time, the marine industry is more competitive than ever under the introduction of solar power, wind power, electric cars, and the glut of petroleum in the nation as a result of fracking here and the flow of oil from the Middle East. On a second change in the port, operations have been the foresight of port administrators to dredge deeply at the Seagirt Marine Terminal, where we now see enormous, humongous container ships ease into the terminal to discharge tons of cargo to be transported throughout the nation. So now we're equipped to receive merchant vessels here by way of the newly dredged Panama Canal.
So you still go into your office several times a week. Can you describe what one of your typical days would be like?
A typical day begins at a meeting with our communications manager, Blaise Willick, who brings me up to date on his work on our publications, especially The Pipeline, a magazine we publish twice a year, and also on our website featuring Pipeline Light and the corporate meetings at headquarters that many times require luncheon service or space or PowerPoint presentations. I review all of Blaze's writing and his outstanding photography, and I'm very fortunate to work with such a talented colleague. Also, and this is really important, I usually meet with my son, Duff Hughes, Vane's president, who keeps me in the corporate loop. Having been associated with Vane Brothers for 66 years, it never ceases to astound me when I think back on the development of a small ship chandlery in the port of Baltimore 120 years ago that has now become a major player in marine transport of essential petroleum products.
That's super interesting. So in closing, what valuable perspective do you have to share for those listening today?
Well, I think it's important to have a productive day. I like to get up early, pull up my socks, and start working on my plan for the day. I enjoy engaging with energetic people and look forward to projects that keep me productive and on top of my game.
So my special thanks to Roland Park Place resident Betsy Hughes for joining us today. This has been A Valuable Perspective, brought to you by Roland Park Place, Baltimore City's only continuing care retirement community. Tune in next time for more lessons to learn right here on A Valuable Perspective. For more information about Roland Park Place, visit our website at rolandparkplace.org. I'm Becky Bees.